This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It'll be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It'll also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, who's aboard the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said, "You're farthest from India but closest to Indian's heart, and your journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era." He said, "Parikrama has been a centuries-old tradition in India, and you've been blessed with the rare opportunity to perform the Parikrama of Mother Earth." Mr. Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and good wishes to Group Captain Shukla for his mission.
आप आज भारत भूमि से सबसे दूर है लेकिन भारतवासियों के दिलों के सबसे करीब है. आपके नाम में भी शुभ है और आपकी यात्रा नए युग का शुभ आरंभ भी है. अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको शुभकामनाएं देता हूं.
ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला सेट दैट ही feeling proud to represent India. Sharing his experiences with Prime Minister Modi, Group Captain Shukla said, "When he was a child, he never imagined that he could become an astronaut." Captain Shukla said, "Under the leadership of the Prime Minister, today's India offers numerous opportunities to people to fulfill their dreams."
भारत सच में बहुत भव्य दिखता है, बहुत बड़ा दिखता है. जितना हम मैप पे देखते हैं उससे कहीं ज्यादा बड़ा. और पृथ्वी की वननेस की फीलिंग है, जो हमारा भी मोटो है कि अनेकता में एकता. उसका महत्व ऐसा समझ में आता है बाहर से देखने में कि लगता है कि कोई बॉर्डर एग्जिस्ट ही नहीं करता, कोई राज्य नहीं एग्जिस्ट करता, कंट्रीज नहीं एग्जिस्ट करती. फाइनली हम सब ह्यूमैनिटी का पार्ट है और अर्थ हमारा एक घर है और हम सब के सब उसके सिटीजन्स हैं.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the preamble of any constitution is its soul and it is not changeable. He said, "Except India, no other constitution's preamble has undergone change." Addressing a book release function in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said, "Preamble is the basis on which the constitution has grown, but devastatingly, a change was effected at a time when people were virtually enslaved during emergency."
The preamble of Indian Constitution is unique. The preamble has been imparted by we the people of India, except Bharat. Nobody's constitution's preamble has undergone change. And why? Preamble is not changeable. Preamble is not alterable. Preamble is the basis on which constitution has grown. Preamble is the seed of the constitution. It is soul of the constitution.
India has achieved a remarkable milestone in social security, expanding coverage from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025, bringing over 94 crore people under at least one social protection benefit. This unprecedented increase over a decade has been acknowledged by the International Labour Organization, ILO, on its ILO Stat database. In West Bengal, the fourth accused in Kolkata Law College gang rape case has been arrested. The security guard of the law college was arrested yesterday. The total number of arrests has now reached four in the crime that took place inside the guard's room of the college. The 24-year-old victim of the South Calcutta Law College was allegedly raped by two senior students and an alumnus of the institute in the guard's room on June the 25th. Following her complaint, police arrested prime accused Manojit Mishra, Promit Mukherjee and Zaid Ahmed. Kolkata Police has formed a five-member special investigation team, SIT, led by an assistant commissioner rank officer to probe the case amid growing outrage over the incident. And India defeated England by 97 runs in the first T20 of their five-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.